Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3, I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD, doctor, now can you tell me?
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk Live. Thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio. We got a great show. Big salute and Semper Fi to our military, praying for our righteous men and women in uniform. And, you know, I'm seeking the Lord's face on a daily basis. I'm hitting the knees, and I am seeking his face, asking him to help America, help righteous men and women all over America to stand up. Stand up for what's right. And to help us with that, because without his help, I don't think we're going to be doing too much that's effective. We need the Lord's help, and it's our job to ask. It's his will to help, but it's our job to ask. So mind the time, folks. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All righty, what do we got? There seems to be some sort of battle regarding drug-resistant superbugs. Doctors at the National Institutes of Health and Clinical Center played what they think is their last antibiotic card. They turned to this antibiotic that's kind of been around since 1949, but they haven't used it. It's called colistin, and it's just made from bacteria that they discovered in a beaker that was fermenting in Japan in 1949, around the end of the World War II there. But doctors don't like to use it because it has some dangerous side effects. Apparently, it damages your kidneys. But I guess when the doctors are desperate. Alan Kuchel, director of the medical program at Pew Health Group, he says that between 1945 and 68, drug makers were developing and marketing about 13 new categories of antibiotics, right? But since then, just two new categories of drugs have been developed. Big difference. So the Food and Drug Administration approved one new antibiotic in 2011, and it's useful in fighting just one bacteria, the hospital-borne infection kind. So what, according to Dr. Kuchel, what kept us out of trouble for the last 60 years, he thinks, is that drug resistance, you know, when it came up, the drug companies, pharmaceuticals, they'd go back and they'd make some more drugs that kept them ahead of the, you know, the drug superbug issue. That's part of the equation, you know, making some new drugs, they said, but they're not doing that anymore. And why not? Well, antibiotics will bring about $1 billion over the lifetime of the drug, whereas heart medications bring $10 billion. See the difference? So 10 years ago, the CDC reported 1.7 million annual hospital-borne infections and 99,000 people died. Well, those things aren't resistant to a healthy immune system, garlic and some other things. Moving along, last but not least, in the quack report, mistletoe extract, they say, doubles the survival of those with pancreatic cancer. Yeah, they did some studies. Pancreatic cancer, you know, affects 44,000 Americans every year. It is the fourth leading cause of cancer-related death in the United States. And despite the conventional treatments, usually the mortality rate's pretty high, 80%. So if you get a diagnosis of, you know, pancreatic cancer, usually the person is dead within 2 years. So what they're finding is that in this clinical trial, they found that patients who had some mistletoe extract survived much longer and endured the side effects of other traditional treatments they're given for cancer patients much better. Only problem is mistletoe, this is your European type, and the FDA has not approved it for use in the United States because this study was done overseas. So they should just check out dandelion root. Kills all kind of cancers. Check it out. People in Canada, the medical hospital there, Windsor Medical School found that out. Told you about it a year ago. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Of course, you know, before we get into this lawless America, if you're looking for some backup currency, don't forget to check out the folks at Discount Gold and Silver Trading. They have their banner on our links page at thepowerofs.com. Of course, you can give them a call, 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Tell them I sent you. If you need some gold and silver, they're the place to check out. Ask for Melanie Cederstrom. She'll tell you straight up what the deal is, and you can trust that. All right, let's talk about lawless Americans. You know, the definition of lawless is disobedience to established law. And what happens to a country that has so many laws that the law volumes would fill a football stadium? What happens to a country when its president upholds only the laws he wants and has been nicknamed by his staffers as the renegade? You know, at what point does a nation of laws become a nation of men? So the debate over the validity of the Affordable Care Act keeps circulating. That's all you hear about. One question raised is whether disobedience to this law, the Affordable Care Act, would bring federal felony charges and, you know, mess up your credit and your background check. So can a law that inflicts a tax penalty put you in federal prison? Well, I'm no lawyer, but we are a nation of tangled laws and massive regulations. So I have a question. Who would voluntarily give government jurisdiction over their physical bodies? Who would do that? Well, those who do not go along with the Obamacare, are they going to be considered outlaws? Well, we live in strange times. It's just a question. And they just make the complicated more complex. So how many laws does a country need? Well, let's just look at the United States. You know, in 1925, the Code of Federal Regulations, called CFRs, you know, it could fit into one single volume in 1925. So the CFRs are regulations that are passed by federal agencies in the United States and are different from the code of laws which are passed by votes in Congress. Now, the federal agencies who have the power to create laws receive that power through Congress, but you know what? Congress does not review those regulations which those agencies pass into law. You know, in 2008, if you went to the Library of Congress, you would see the CFR volume, and there were 50 titles, and the volumes took up about 10 shelves. Today, the government printing office says the U.S. Code has 51 titles, and the Justice Department could only try to account for the number of criminal laws, and it took 2 years to compile a list of 3,000 offenses. In 2008, the TV reporter John Stossel, you may remember this, he demonstrated the enormity of the CFRs by stating, if you remove the pages from the binding and put the pages end to end, they would encompass the length of 1.5 football fields. So he reported in 2008 that there was 175,000 pages of federal laws. But in 1980, there was only 23,000 pages. So every 3 years, we seem to accumulate more than 6,000 new laws. So what does that say about our society? Now, of course, this does not include the statutes at large, which Congress deals with each session in Congress. You know, they say that knowledge is multiplying. Prior to 1948, they said knowledge doubled every 50 years. With the explosion of technology, knowledge now doubles every 3 days. However, this does not mean that wisdom is doubling. So what we have with the Affordable Care Act seems to be a health care which is going to bury us. And paper, definitely. Most people are aware of the Affordable Care Act when it was passed through Congress was about 2,300 pages, roughly. And at one point, the current administration added 828 pages to that law in just one day. And now the regulations to what is called Obamacare exceed 10,000 pages and have added over 10,516 pages to the Federal Register. So CNS News reported that Obamacare has more pages than the Gutenberg Bible. Yeah, it has 1,000 pages. So lots of federal agencies are in the Affordable Care healthcare pot, got their hand in there, and they've contributed to this monstrosity, lots of regulations. So the federal agencies that have contributed to this monster are the Department of Health and Human Services, of course, the Department of Labor, the Office of Personnel Management, the FDA, the Department of Defense, the CDC, of course, the IRS, your Veterans Affairs, and Social Security Administration. Notice the last three agencies, IRS, Veterans Affairs, Social Security. Now, your health impacts your state and government benefits in ways you never imagined. Yep, and some experts are saying that, you know, the Affordable Care Act was never designed to be affordable, and it is not expected to work as it was promoted. So this is the Hindenburg of healthcare. And it will destroy the healthcare free market in order to usher in a strict, politically controlled healthcare one-payer system. Now, of course, the very lawyers who wrote the law and the politicians who passed it are exempt from its burdens. You and me? No. You got to carry that. You know, something similar happened 2,000 years ago. Let me tell you about that. One of the lawyers answered him, said, "Teacher, in saying these things, you insult us." And he said, "Woe unto you, lawyers, for you load people with burdens hard to bear, and you yourselves touch not one of the burdens with your fingers." Jesus Christ said that, Luke chapter 11. So does this Obamacare not look similar to that? So, you know what we don't need? I'll tell you what we don't need as a nation. But first, let me tell you what the Bureau of Labor Statistics says. Well, it projects that for the United States, the job growth is going to be 6.9% in the area of law. They estimate that by the year 2020, over 73,000 additional lawyers will be among us. So in the United States, for every 265 Americans, one is a lawyer. Per capita, the United States has more lawyers than any other nation in the world. The United States has 50% of the world's lawyers. So what happens when you are a nation with the most lawyers? Well, you not only get more laws, but you have lawyers as political leaders. Two of every three members of Congress is a lawyer. And you have cities with populations of 100,000 or more. They're building these mega courthouse complexes to keep the lawyers busy with cases. Now, where do they get their cases? Well, aside from the criminal felonies, the average American is just one allegation away from needing a lawyer and having to show up at the mega courthouse complexes that have seven floors filled with courtrooms. I'm serious. These complexes are similar to shopping mall size. In 2012, TheExaminer.com reported that in the United States, it is more likely that our youth will become a lawyer rather than a soldier, a doctor, a firefighter, or a police officer. And if you put the enlisted U.S. Army personnel and the American Bar Association licensed lawyer list side by side, the lawyers outnumber the Army personnel by 10%. So comparing the lawyer list to the AMA doctors, the percentage is worse, as with most professions. So America has over 1.2 million lawyers and 945,000 doctors. The U.S. has more than 200 accredited law schools and 137 medical schools. Admissions to the law schools outnumber those to the medical schools by 3-1. The U.S. has passed the lawyer saturation point, and competition amongst lawyers is fierce. So the public schools, they hold career day. And guess what? They push the students towards the following occupations: law enforcement, politics, government jobs, and medical occupations. At least they do here in North Carolina. You know, I think some see it and some don't see it. Some see Obamacare as a threat to our free market and to personal health, and some see it as a necessary change, not unlike taxes to pay for roads, utilities, and schools. So the heated debate over national health care continues. And how many are going to sign up willingly for the new era in healthcare? Well, there's a guess right there, because will the government report accurate numbers? I'd say it's going to be very difficult to have accurate rolls with the online problem. So I have noticed that more people who went online to the exchanges and had to set up an account initially before they could view the products and the cost. And when they did see the product and the cost, they said they had deductible and premium sticker shock. It wasn't affordable. It wasn't less than that what they were already paying. So, and I know of two people who received letters from their private health insurance, which informed them that if they stayed on board with them, they would get a new plan, just like the current one, which made no sense. But the premium would go up a few dollars, and the money that they had put towards the deductible for this year would just go poof. It'd be, you know, reset that to zero. Now, as usual, government-run programs are more complicated, less efficient, and have accountability problems. The question is, should you trust your health care to the government, which has a leader who for the last 5 years has run a nation with no budget and has exhausted the debt ceiling? So you may want to check. There's a warning out regarding the Obamacare insufficient security on their website exchanges. It's offered by Internet security software expert John McAfee. Now, if you're a subscriber to the American Survival Newsletter, the link for that information is inside the newsletter for today. So if you haven't signed up, you might want to. You go to thepowerherbs.com and click on newsletters to sign up. So, yeah, John McAfee says you're putting all your private financial identity information up there, which can be hacked in a skinny minute, he said. There's no security. That's scary. That is so scary. Well, our leaders are supposed to be for good, and in doing so, they are the minister of God because they are subject to the higher power of God. What we have are leaders and legislators who are a terror to good. Romans 13 talks about good and bad leaders, and government leaders are not automatically good, and the bad ones are not to be obeyed. And that is according to the Word of God. Check it out in Romans 13. So what we need is some health care that's going to liberate us, not burden us. Now, perhaps, you know, I'm thinking, perhaps Apothecary Herbs just needs to have some sort of outlaw special. What do you think? Bang, 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 putting up or shutting up kind of thing. Many of you really did appreciate that one-day special sale that they held last month, and you let us know that it helped you to get many of the things you needed at a discount, and you even asked when we were going to do another one. Well, people are starting to come down with the flu, and if you haven't stocked up on your immune-boosting and cold and flu formulas and packages, now may be a good time to do that. And guess what? You can save 20%. That's right. You can take advantage of what we're calling the Outlaw Special. Mm-hmm. And it's a special for our newsletter subscribers, but if you're listening to the show, we'll extend it to you also. You can call Apothecary Herbs toll-free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. 704-885-0277 is the international number. Or you can just simply go online to thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, and you can, you know, shop around, fill up your cart, and if your order is $50 or more, you will save 20% on your order, and you would use a discount code. Now, of course, the discount code is included in this week's newsletter. So if you're listening and you haven't gotten on the newsletter list, and the newsletter is free, by the way, you can get great information plus discount coupons to use to stock up on your favorite herbal products for this winter. So discount code is OLHC13, OLHC13, and you'll get 20% off. And you want to hurry, though, because we're only having this outlaw special through the weekend, so it ends on the 27th, okay? So you've got several days, but, you know, just so you know, it ends Sunday. So go to thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Or you can simply call and request, and you'll have to have the code, though. You have to give them the code if you're phoning in an order. It's OLHC13, so it's for Outlaw Healthcare, just the abbreviations. OLHC and then 13 for 2013. and that'll get you 20% off. Of course, you can also mail in orders and just write it on your order form, and that's also good, too. All righty. If you go into the website, thepowerherbs.com, just click on the newsletters tab, books and newsletters. Look for that. And there's a couple of newsletters you can sign up for, American Survival, that goes out on Tuesday, and Health Quest, that goes on Friday. American Survival has several people writing. It covers health, the politics, the finances, and so forth. And then the Health Quest is just about natural therapy things. So you can sign up for both if you want, or just one or the other. It doesn't matter. And it's free. Empower yourself. You can even share information with family and friends when you get your newsletters. That's okay, too. We like to spread the word and empower more people. That's what we like to do. Okay. I also promised to talk about some foods that have some superior function. And some foods actually provide more strength to the body than some others. And you ever notice in the wintertime some people are a little hotter than others? People are, you know, throwing on some sweaters. They may be cold, have a more cold nature. So we're going to talk about some foods that will, you know, help you balance out your heat so you don't feel so cold or too hot. And we want to also look at some foods that give you that straight-up energy source, you know, the energy source that enables the body to repair cells and regenerate organs that are, you know, getting old or sick. So, you know, herbs and foods, they're not drugs, okay? I know that some politicians may want to, you know, lump them into the drug category to regulate them some more, but right now they're still foods, okay? So we're going to talk about some really great foods. We're going to be covering some blood builders and some foods for the brain and nervous system. We're going to also cover what's really great for your muscles and energy food sources. And if you're cold natured, we're going to talk about some foods that will make you feel warmer this winter. And that's always important as, you know, the cool winds blow. Because, you know, you may be living with somebody, family member, spouse. One's hot, one's cold. You're always throwing on, you're fighting over the thermostat, you're throwing on sweaters. So we'll see if we can't balance that out for you. First up, let's talk about blood builders. I want to take a look at some of the foods that help build healthy blood. And after this, that's what we're going to do. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea
to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today, or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Does the cost and risk of conventional health care concern you? Wouldn't you prefer inexpensive solutions to health problems rather than disease management? If so, tune into Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson every Tuesday and Thursday evening, 7 p.m. on AmericanVoiceRadio.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19, 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
On Herb Talk, and we're going to empower you with some foods that build function in your system. We're talking about blood builders first up, and you know, I've mentioned before, beetroot is an excellent source of natural iron to help build up the blood system, the red blood cells. So your body's going to require some nutrition to help make those red blood cells and also distribute the oxygen and the other nutrients through your cells. So transportation of that requires resources to deliver that nutrition and also take away waste products. So you also have to have some really good pH in the blood balance as well. This regulates your body temperature, and it also avoids the blood from clotting. It kind of sounds like a tall order, but if you're using synthetic supplements or drugs to do this, well, I personally wouldn't count on that for total function for long term. When you use foods or herbs designed for your blood, you will also have some assistance to the heart and the blood vessel area. So you want to look for foods or herbs that are rich in your B complex, like your niacin and your vitamin C and E, your bioflavonoids, your folic acids, your pangamic acids, calcium, iron, some cobalt and copper, magnesium, phosphorus, zinc, potassium, just to name a few. So you're getting some minerals here, and also sulfur. So you will find a lot of these nutrients. Are you ready? There's a whole bunch of them. In brewer's yeast, your garlic, your wheat germ, chlorophyll, alfalfa, olives. I just love olives. Green, black, I don't care. They're wonderful. Watercress, blackberries, figs, hawthorn berries, some ginger root, poke root, sassafras, chaparral, burdock, a lot of, even your echinacea, which is an immune booster, your red clover, cayenne pepper. You've got lots of nutrition in there. And if we get time, we're going to cover the synergistic effect of layering these herbs for a magnified effect. Well, let's talk about some of the wonderful nutritional elements that you can find in some of the brain foods that support your brain function and nervous system. Yeah, there's some foods out there that'll do some wonders for your old noodle up there, help you improve memory. You will send some super support to your brain if you have some phosphorus-rich foods. The extra benefit is that animal phosphorus foods will also nourish your nerves and glands. So when you use plants with phosphorus, you also will build bone. So animals and plant phosphorus is good. You can also use some valerian root, some hops and skullcap and things like that to support the central nervous system. Also, to supply the animal phosphorus that your brain seems to like, eggs, the egg yolk, and even codfish will be super. And when you use this will help your brain regulate your body functions through the nerve impulses, and you'll enhance your sensory perception and motor coordination. So you want to look for foods and herbs that contain your vitamin B complexes, vitamin C, D, E, and F, your folic acid, niacin, pantothenic acid, and pangamic acid. You're also going to need some calcium and magnesium and sulfur and zinc and silicon, but you're also going to find that in some of your rich herbs like lobelia and horsetail and oat straw. What about some foods for muscle and energy? Well, protein for building muscles is required by the body. You also need some fat with a high calorie content to help keep muscles and body warm during the winter. Males require more protein and healthy fats than females since they have more muscle mass and require more blood volume. One drop of blood from the men contains 1 million more red blood cells compared to one drop of blood from a female. So the energy foods that will be carbohydrates that are on the sweet side, you have to chew them really well to absorb the nutrition, though. And when you chew, you will secrete lots of saliva, about a quart's worth, and which is a starch-digesting enzyme, actually. So if you masticate your food really well, you'll get more out of the food as far as proteins and enzymes. So chew more, eat more raw foods, and this helps strengthen not only your jaw but your jaw muscle, and also provides the adequate enzymes your digestive tract needs. So keep in mind the raw foods plus your saliva enzymes equal a healthy toned bowel. Bowel function is improved. So the foods for your muscles have to contain your vitamin B complex, your vitamin D, E, and A, biotin, pantothenic acid, calcium, magnesium, and potassium. Silicon is good, some iron and nitrogen. So the foods that you want with these rich nutrients are going to be olives, rye, if you like rye bread, lima beans, rice bran, bananas, sprouts, grains, whole grains, legumes, and apples and watercress. So herbs that will have these nutrients are going to be juniper berries, rosemary, horseradish, wild cabbage, kelp, dulse, horse kale, and black walnut. So herbs for energy, a lot of it's going to be hot, like habaneros and cayennes and ginger roots. They give the body energy because they enhance circulation and improve circulation and reduces the stress on the system. Also, your immune-boosting herbs provide more energy to the body, too, because it strengthens the organs, glands, and lymphatic system. So your garlic, your astragalus root, your echinacea root, and your ginseng roots will actually be improving immune system and also giving you more energy at the same time. Now, if you're cold-natured, if your system tends to run a little on the cool side, you have to be careful using fats. Vegetable fats need a warm body, and a cold body has difficulty metabolizing cold vegetable oils as well as protein in beans and lentils. So fats have a melting point, and they are metabolized much better in a body with really good circulation. So, and a cold body can break down proteins in beans as efficiently, so that's okay, but just remember, get some healthy fats and improve that circulation. Okay, let's talk about animal foods. There's a right way and a wrong way to metabolize those animal proteins. So if you don't eat enough high fiber foods, the animal meat quickly will putrefy in the colon area. So therefore, it is all about the transit time. So if you have a sluggish bowel and only move a few times per week, and you tend to be more constipated, well, the bowel should move the same number of times per day equal to the number of meals you're eating. So if you're eating three times a day, you should move three times a day. So if food sits too long in the bowel, you can get some toxic bacteria developing, and it can kill off some of the friendly gut floras like your acidophilus. So if a sluggish bowel is what you're experiencing, you don't correct it with your diet and exercise, you may get some toxic protein byproducts that can make their way into your bloodstream and cause lots of health complications. So in a nutshell, there are generally, on a daily basis, lots you can do for your immune system, your muscles, your brain function, your blood. 5 ounces of nitrate foods, for instance, are great for your muscles. 20 ounces of carbohydrates from your starches, for the heart, to warm up the heart and the body, to make it feel warmer and to also improve muscle structure. 3% phosphate is going to help with that, as well as 1 gallon of liquid, non-dehydrating liquid. So, you know, water is going to be improving. Also improve those bulk foods, those fruits and vegetables, fiber, if you will, to help move and shorten the transit time. And the next time, you know, you get the winter blues coming in, you're probably going to notice you have better muscle tone, you feel warmer, you're more energized, your memory's improved, and it's all because you just tweaked the diet a little bit. That's right. So there's lots of those wonderful products and food group sources on the website, thepowerherbs.com. If you're checking out a nutritional all-around source, you might want to check out their body food mix. It's powder. You just put it in juice, smoothie, whatever you want, and it covers your vitamins, minerals, and amino acids and plant proteins in one scoop. So if you're needing to beef up your lifestyle with that while you make the change, transition to healthier eating, that's a good thing to tap into. Go to thepowerherbs.com and type in body foundation food mix, and you can order it in 2 different sizes. So check that out, powerherbs.com. Okay, we got a few minutes, so we're going to talk about the synergistic effect when we start to use certain food substances in combination together. So there's an influence that you can build upon with certain foods and herbs. I know that some people have said that, you know, you don't want to mix herbs together, you want to take them in a singular form. I tend to disagree. I like to layer, and when I do, I just get a powerhouse of a response. The body loves it. So, you know, the Greeks, the culture from the Greeks, they talk about elements that work in harmony together, and they call it synergy. So synergy in the Greek means working together. And scientifically speaking, it refers to a phenomenon that involves two or more elements working together to create an effect greater than the effect involving using the elements by themselves. So just like, you know, there's some opposites that attract, you can keep this in mind. You know, it's sort of like plow animals, you know, that don't want to walk in the same direction. They refuse to walk in harmony together. So when you don't have the cooperation, then you have antagonism is what you have. It's the opposite of synergy. You have two influences, and their combined effect is less than if you use them individually. So you want to layer the right things together is the message there. So the phenomenon of synergy is not a new one. It can be traced even to biblical times, where the Apostle Paul mentions mankind's duty is to work with or in accordance with God's laws and ordinances. You can find that in Romans chapter 8. So Paul was given an analogy of the divine cosmic cooperation that we are fellow workers with God cultivating the harvest of believers. However, by 1925, the idea of synergy took on a more scientific tone. Well, let's talk about the theory of drug synergy. Drug companies kind of picked up the idea of synergy, the theory of drugs interacting with our chemistry to enhance effects. So preparations of like codeine and ibuprofen were used to exploit the synergistic action of pain relievers. So the approach is used with antidepressants and even street drugs. They use the same thing. Unfortunately, you get some negative side effects, and they were not predicted. So the combinations that man assembled caused a greater reaction than the elements used in their individual bases. So what happens when drugs are combined to enhance their synergistic effects, and then there is an exaggerated or an exploited effect? Well, then in most cases, it produces either a respiratory depression or a respiratory arrest or even some even fatal effects. So not good to do that. Yeah, I think, what is it, 100,000 people die from drugs every year? Drug use, toxicity. All right, so let's look at this, why synergy is going to matter to you. While we don't often notice that our banks or governments or corporations tend to exploit synergy, but they do. Campbell Soup, Ford Motor Company, Disney World, and even the Alphabet News Network, they all use synergy. So when Walt Disney licensed the character Mickey Mouse, and they licensed it out to films and other, and to be used in ads and other promotions, this was an advertising synergy. So a sponsor sign displayed on the side of a racetrack is another example of synergy, but we call it merchandising. So let's talk about these synergistic herbs. There have been a number of studies that were done on the synergistic effect of herbs, and in some studies it was suggested that herbs contain the synergistic actions which may be responsible for the therapeutic efficiency of many of the products out there. So science is kind of busy studying, analyzing, probing the mechanism in the ingredient molecules of your herbs and how they interact to understand them better. One interesting report was done by a skeptical pharmacist called David Kroll. His report appeared in Science-Based Medicine. And if you read his report a quarter of the way down the article, you start to get at the meat of the topic of whether herbs, when they're used medicinally, have any synergistic advantages. Well, he mentions a paper by Dr. Nadja Keach, which was published in the Journal of Natural Products July 22, 2011. So the herb that was dissected and analyzed by the North Carolina Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry in Greensboro, North Carolina, they used a variety of analytical chemistry technologies to check out golden seal. That was the herb. So Dr. Cheech and her team used alcohol solvents, flash chromatography, and they separated the plant chemicals. They did all this stuff to identify them and to observe their synergistic effect on an infectious agent called Staphylococcus. Now, with regard to the golden seal, it does have a chemical berberine, and it is an antibacterial action, and And basically, it was enhanced significantly when it was accompanied with three of the flavonoids that were already in golden seal. So you see, God built in a synergistic effect inside golden seal. Isn't that neat? So the three flavonoids that enhanced golden seal's antibacterial infectious agent capabilities were cidrozolin, dismethyl digoxylin, and dismethyl dioxazoline. So the synergistic action of golden seal was increased to a factor of 16, the doctor said, when these elements all worked together. So they haven't figured out how to further study and reveal the secrets God put into the golden seal, but you know, they're trying to crack that nut. I just say use golden seal. That's what I do. Well, there's a lots of stuff out there. Plant medicine is one of those things that, you know, drug companies will always be studying to see if they can make something similar. I'm saying, well, you already got it. It's in the plant that God made. But, of course, they can't patent that. They can't patent that. If you happen to go to the powerherbs.com website, we have right there on the homepage our three amigos. Okay, you'll see our little dropper bottles all dressed up in sombreros. It's kind of cute. And we have three formulas there. Okay, we have immune booster, ginseng, and what was the other one? I can't even think of it. There's three formulas there that are powerhouses for your immunity. And what you can do is layer them for the synergistic effect. So American ginseng, astragalus root, immune booster, I had them. Okay, so those are the three, and you can use those, like when you first feel something coming on, like a scratchy throat or stuffiness or a little sinus pressure, and you just use those three in combination. Whenever I feel kind of under the weather, I go, where are my three amigos, you know? And I said, why am I not just saying it like that to people, you know, just so it makes so much sense. So you go hit those three amigos, you take them all together, and you'll be amazed within a day that you nipped it in the bud, whatever it was that you were getting. Now, if you're already sick and you use my three amigos, those three formulas, you'll just shorten the duration of your illness. Yep. So this is a basic combination of formulas that you can start with for the cold and flu season. Now, we do have a full-blown cold and flu package. If you want to go, you know, to the Cadillac version, we have more things you can layer, okay? But if you don't have the budget for that, this is a nice combo to use. And, you know, you can use it on your pets. You could use it for your kids. You can adjust the dose for kids by weight. It's just an amazing combination. And it's the synergistic effect of the American ginseng root, the astragalus root, and the immune booster formula, which has, you know, some garlic and some echinacea, part of arco inner bark, things like that. Siberian ginseng's in there too. So you're just combining the powerhouse of nutrition that these herbs support your immune system with. So you're not suppressing immune system function. You're enhancing it. You're giving it the cavalry, if you will, the support. So you can check that out at powerherbs.com. Now, if you don't have a product catalog, you can call for one. The toll-free number is 866-229-3663. We do have the PDF version up there. We're fixing the pricing on there. Since we converted to the organic alcohol, the tinctures did go up in price, so we're working on adjusting that. But the updated prices are on the Internet with the products there. So you can check it out at thepowerherbs.com. And, you know, do sign up for the newsletters, the American Survival or the Health Quest, because, you know, you're going to get some really great information from Dr. Carly and from Alfred Adask and Melanie Cedarstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. Ty Bollinger tells me he's coming back next month. We're going to be crossing our fingers. He's our cancer truth specialist. He's been so busy traveling, promoting, and so he hasn't had time, and he apologizes to send in his articles. So he's shooting for next month when he comes down to earth and not flying everywhere. and he'll be adding to the newsletter once again. So, but if you have topics you want us to write about, we'll do the research and we'll put them in the newsletters. We'll talk about them on the air. So if there's, you know, a burning question, I mean, one time we did a show on thrombosis. Somebody's had a deep vein thrombosis issue. One person was talking about, you know, pelvic floor failure. It was a female thing, and they had trouble with that. So we try to accommodate those things that matter to you because you're the listener, and it's important. It really is. It's important. So you go to the powerherbs.com website, and you can email me right off of there, and we'll try to work it into the show. Now, on the powerherbs.com website, if you have access to the Internet, you can check out the healthy guidelines section. It kind of gives you a little snapshot of, you know, the importance of immune boosting and how to do it right. It tells you about organ cleansing and what order you should do that in for safety and success. It talks about, you know, how you should store your herbs and, you know, what you should look for in a quality herbal product that you may not have in your local stores. You may have junk. I don't know. But you can use the healthy guidelines section to educate yourself and become a more savvy consumer. And that way, you know, you're not wasting your dollars on stuff out there that you probably could get somewhere else and pay less and get more for. So do that because we understand that it's a learning curve. We understand that you want to be healthier, but you want to know how to do that. And you know, eventually it's just like brushing your teeth. You know, you transition to, you know, a healthier diet. You get that regular exercise in, you're making time for that. And, of course, you're using some immune-boosting herbs, so you're not having to resort to cold and flu products over the counter and antibiotics that don't work anymore. So you've got tools. You've got information. Tools plus information equals success. That's right. Right? Exactly. So we're here to empower you. That's what we like to do. Now, don't forget, we're extending. You're not a subscriber, maybe, listening to the show right now. You may not be a subscriber to the newsletters, American Survival or HealthQuest, but we are extending to you the discount, 20% off. If you're looking to start, you can get a starter kit. There's kits up there. You can get cold and flu products, and you can save 20% with our Outlaw special. And it's OLHC13 is the discount code to plug into the shopping cart. OLHC13 is the discount, and you will save 20% if your order is $50 or more. So you can get better and save money. What could be better than that? Don't know what we're going to talk about Thursday, but I know it'll be fun. Always looking for new topics, and I don't know, it just comes to me. God helps me out there. And so I hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll be back on Thursday. And don't forget to sign up for the newsletters. Visit the website, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician or using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy. Until next time, I wish you all well. Oh, God, please.